We understand a lot about the most recent ice age, and in particular about how it ended through the dating of various plant and animal remains, events associated with that, such as the extinction of the woolly mammoth. And that fits with a number of theories about how ice ages end. The previous ice age, however, is much less well understood, and despite a lot of attention from various research groups, we still have not until recently been able to understand exactly when it ended, so when the ice began to melt. What we have found in our paper published in the journal Science Today is that the last ice age, instead of beginning to end at about 135,000 years ago, as has been previously thought and is the widely accepted view, in fact began to end about 8,000 years earlier. This rules out the most widely held view of why ice ages begin and end, which is that they are driven by the amount of sunlight falling in the Northern Hemisphere summer, and instead implies a more global origin. We've been able to do this by looking at some stalagmites from a cave in Italy and dating when they grew using trace amounts of uranium, which are formed within their structure, are incorporated within their structure as they grow, and comparing those stalagmites to nearby ocean records from the Atlantic margin. Those ocean core records give us a record of how the amount of ice on this Earth's surface has changed over time, but have not previously been able to be dated particularly accurately. That is, although we can see the ice age ending in those cores, it has not previously been possible to say when it ended. What we're looking at here is how the Earth comes in and out of ice ages naturally, prior to humans having any involvement in the Earth's climate. And although this is a very much slower process and operates over tens and hundreds of thousands of years, an improved understanding of why the Earth's ice ages begin and end will help us to understand how the Earth's climate might change in the future and how it might respond to human influence.